cancer is the second most frequent cause of death worldwide. So it has a major impact on the health of the population, of the world population. This burden is distributed worldwide. We have a very high burden in high-income countries, but we have an increasing burden in low- and middle-income countries. The health systems are suffering from dealing with this disease.
How can they equip themselves to face the impact of this disease? And are low- and middle-income countries also facing different types of cancers than are most prevalent in developed countries?
I think it's important to think of the continuum of care for cancer control, where you have a strong component of primary prevention, long-term investment to reduce exposure to certain factors like tobacco, obesity, alcohol, infectious causes, and environmental causes. Then invest in health systems to increase access to early detection of cancer, because earlier is better than late. Terms of probability to treat and to cure, and investing in management strategies for cancer in surgery, chemotherapy, and radiotherapy.
Can you give us some examples of best practices that the WHO has noted over the years?
Yeah, we have started with an framework, the public health framework and national cancer control planning, and this has been taken up by almost all countries in the world. A high percentage of countries, according to a recent survey, are having national plans. This is a recommendation of WHO, which was taken up very, very nicely. These plans often are not adequately funded, so we have to think about how can countries put more priority on cancer in their health planning. That's an issue, and there we have some best practice, like countries in Latin America, where they have a very strong. Some countries have a very strong cancer national cancer plan, supported by the political class, by the president, by the first ladies, advocating for cancer, having a system in place which not only fixes. Having a nice national cancer institute, but having cancer control at all levels of care, from your community, like awareness and advice on behavioral, to secondary and tertiary care of management of cases of cancer.
And could you also give us a general idea of what are some of the main contributing factors to the emergence of cancer?
The first major factor is exposure to some behavioral factors like lack of physical activity, obesity, weight gain in adulthood, and the major problem is tobacco use. And tobacco use is contributing up to 20% of cancer, world cancer mortality.